Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. As always, I'm Jesse Steele. And as usual this week so far, there's just not much going on, man. Sorry. One thing, Caltrans is seeking public comment on the U.S. Highway 395 Rock Creek Pavement Project. Caltrans District 9 is seeking public comment today through Thursday, January 6th, on the proposed Rock Creek Pavement Project. The 2.8-mile project currently in the design stage will preserve pavement on both sides of U.S. Highway 395 from 0.5 miles south of Lower Rock Creek Road to 1.3 miles south of the Crowley Lake Drive overpass. In addition to pavement preservation, the project will upgrade guardrail to current standards, extend an existing chain-up area, and make traffic safety and operational improvements to the intersection of U.S. 395 and Owens Gorge Road, and U.S. 395 and Lower Rock Creek Road. Construction is scheduled to begin in 2024 with an estimated cost of $13.7 million. The initial study mitigated negative declaration report for this project is available to the public for review. A hard copy can be found at the Caltrans District 9 office at 500 South Main Street in Bishop or at the Mono County Library at 3627 Crowley Lake Drive in Crowley Lake. A public meeting will be offered upon request. More information on the Rock Creek Pavement Project can be found on the Caltrans District 9 website on the main page under District 9 Current Projects. Please submit your formal comments by email to Kirsten Helton, Caltrans District 9 Environmental Branch Chief at Kirsten, K-I-R-S-T-E-N dot H-E-L-T-O-N at dot.ca.gov or to D9 Public Info at dot.ca.gov. Comments also can be submitted to the mail to Caltrans District 9 Main Office, attention Kirsten Helton, 500 South Main Street, Bishop, California, 93514. And for those with sensory disabilities requiring alternate formats like Braille, large print, sign language, interpreter, etc., and those needing information in a language other than English, please contact Bob Gossman at 760-874-8332 or TTY711. You know, for being the happiest time of the year right now, one thing that's overlooked is it's also sometimes the saddest. A lot of bad stuff goes on around this time of year, and it usually comes from grief, sadness, just straight up missing people. You know what I mean? There's a lot, especially in these last couple of years, we've been through a lot. So one organization that is out to help is the Bishop United Methodist Church. So the longest night service to be held Tuesday, December 21st at 7 p.m. at the Bishop United Methodist Church. Christmas offers the hope of light and joy, but it can also bring feelings of grief and sadness as winter days grow darker and colder, and we remember and grieve painful losses of different kinds. For many in our community, this may be especially true this year. Recognizing this, the Bishop United Methodist Church is once again holding a longest night service on December 21st at 7 p.m. to offer an opportunity for comforting words, companionship, and unconditional care for all, and particularly for anyone who is dealing with feelings of grief or sadness during the holidays. Knowing that this season can be hard, even or perhaps especially in the midst of others' holiday joy and celebration, Pastor Kate Hunter will share a message of care and comfort for all. Your heart may be hurting, she explains. You and your sadness are welcome in our church. We'd be honored to have you with us on the 21st. Another caring tradition will continue at this year's longest night service. There will be teddy bears available in the pews that will have been in the chancel area of the church for a few weeks prior to the 21st. As written in the scripture, love bears all things, always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres. That's 1 Corinthians 13:7. These gently loved bears are given to anyone who needs one with prayers and a virtual big bear hug. As Pastor Kate explains, grief and sadness can be unwelcome guests during the holidays, but the more we acknowledge and embrace these feelings, and healthier and more whole our holidays and lives will be. These bears have spent time among us being prayed for, hearing the word read, and listening to songs of praise and worship. Our hope is that the thought of God's arms wrapped around each one of us will be felt in our hearts. Come as you are welcome without question. Sounds like a pretty good event. Thank you guys for putting that on. You know what's cool around Christmas? One thing that I have always liked, I've notoriously been a little scroogey around Christmas, I'll admit it. But one thing I have always liked is lights on houses, Christmas lights. So cool. Especially when people go all out and really do a good job. Like, I don't like the ones that are like, I'm just going to put everything I have out. And there has to be a theme. It has to go together. It needs to be art, right? But when they nail that, oh my God, it looks really good. You know who's nailed it this year? Copper Top Barbecue in Big Pine. They have an amazing light show going out there. It looks incredible. I drove by, I think you got it up in the last couple of days, and I just drove by last night and was like, whoa, that's awesome. You need to go down there and check that out. And when you're there, of course, stop in and have dinner. They definitely know how to make the holidays feel great. But yeah, definitely check that out. I'll get a picture up on the website of their lights shortly so you can see it. But head down to Copper Top. And you know what? You can go to coppertopbarbecue.com. Just order your food. You don't even have to wait in line. That way when you get there, it's good to go. And you can just hang out with the cool lights and listen to Christmas music and feel the chill in the air while you're eating warm barbecue. Man, just like always, now I'm hungry. Being chubby sucks. Okay, we are going to move on from there. I'm expecting to get a real snow report the next couple of days from Mammoth because there's supposed to be some snow. So let's hope that happens. It rained just a touch down here in Big Pine today, but not a lot. So we'll see what happens. Anyway, we're going to call that for today. Tomorrow, I will not be here. I have to take my mom to a doctor's appointment in Reno, and I cannot see how I can pull off both of those things at the same time. So no news tomorrow. I will be back ready to go on Thursday, and that'll be 2 days worth of news. So hopefully we'll have 3 stories instead of 2. Hey, I guess I should count my blessings. You know, the more stories we have, it means more bad stuff is probably going on. So it's probably good. Anyway, I'm going to get out of here. Eastern Sierra now, Jesse Steele. See you later. Remember, no news tomorrow.